heading out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books. And this morning we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with the Stanton Community School District. Lori Burton with us this morning, Family and Consumer Science. How did I do, Ms. Burton?
Yes, yep.
Nice to see you.
Yes, good to see you. Good to be here again.
It is a pleasure to visit with you. You brought a special guest with you this morning, Ms. Burton.
I did, yes. You see, these seniors are really ready to be out the door. So rather than try to recruit one of our almost graduates to come with me, I cheated a little bit, and I brought my son, Willis, who's in third grade.
Willis, how are you this morning?
Good.
How was third grade?
Good.
What do you like most about school, Willis?
Reading and the friends I get to make.
Oh, well, absolutely. That's a great answer. Are you looking forward to summer?
Yes.
What are you looking forward to most?
Going to the pool.
Yeah, going to the pool. You like to swim?
Yeah.
You were telling me you like to fish, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a kind of a good toss-up. Go to the pool, go swimming.
That's a good day.
Go fishing. I mean, these are all good things. So you've had a fun year?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your best friend in school?
Mm.
You have a lot of them, probably.
I don't really like to choose favorites.
Look at you. Look at you.
Because it makes somebody else not feel.
Look at that. Very good. So you have lots of friends.
Yeah.
Very good.
He's got a really good class.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the Stanton schools. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Let's start, Ms. Burton, with you.
Yeah, sure.
With the principal update. What would Ms. Selwood want us to know?
Well, there's not a lot to say. There's a lot going on. I will say that.
Yeah.
But we're going to wrap up the school year on Thursday, May 28th. We have an early dismissal, so a little bit later maybe than some of the other schools in the area. But that was just adjusting for our 4-day week, and you know what? I'll take the 4-day week and the little bit later dismissal if you ask me. But the 28th will be our last day in school, and then it's off for summer break.
Yeah. Time to go swimming and go fishing.
Yep.
So the book blast, can you tell me about that, Willis?
Yes. Thank you. The book blast company would like to say thank you to everyone who donated to our book blast and for the elementary students. Our books will be delivered soon, and we are so excited to send all students home with at least 7 books to read over the summer.
Wow, very cool.
And I'm excited to read those books, too.
All right. Well, I'm excited for you. What do you like to read? Like adventure kind of stuff or what?
I like to read The Boxcar Children.
Uh-huh.
I like it because it's got a bit of mystery and action.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like
it. We liked The Magic Treehouse a lot, too. That was kind of what he read last year, so... We like the series. It goes through them kind of fast. So.
Very cool. Current job openings. What do we need to be aware of there, Ms. Burton?
Yeah, we're sitting pretty good, actually. So we do need a junior high and high school football and basketball cheerleading sponsor or coach. And we're always looking for bus drivers, whether that's full, you know, regular routes or substitutes. So if anyone's looking to get certified as a bus driver, Mr. Hartman would love to hear from you. And there's some classes over the summer if you're interested in knowing what it takes to get certified, please reach out. Otherwise, we're sitting pretty well for next year. So
okay,
that's all we got.
Very cool. Well, let's talk about a couple of things, can we? The bike rodeo?
Yes.
Tell me about the bike rodeo.
Well, the bike rodeo is a thing where you bring your bike and a helmet or a scooter, and then you learn safety and that you also have to follow traffic laws on a bike. So if there was a stop sign, you would have to stop.
Okay.
And look both ways, and then you could go.
That took place this week, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then...
Who came to show you guys all those things? some deputies
was
came.
Like, yeah.
And
some officers. And, yeah.
There were some volunteers that came, and they...
They gave us stickers and water bottles.
They did. Wow. I mean, that's good.
They rode up and down the walking trail there that's around the school and treated it like a street so they could practice their hand signals and their safety. So
very cool.
Yeah.
So you're a third grader.
Yeah.
Willis, so you also have this... What's the Splash Learn Springboard Challenge? What is that?
We usually have a Splash Learn test. We try to get the best rank in the state.
Okay,
so,
wow.
What is it testing you on?
It's like math and English.
Okay.
We got first place for English in the state and third place for math in the state.
Okay. Now, do you do it? Do you write it, or do you do it on the computer?
We do it on the computer.
Okay. Very good. Is it fun?
Yeah.
Do you like competing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Who's your teacher, Willis?
Mr. Rehnquist.
He's a good one, isn't he?
Yeah.
I like Mr. Rehnquist a lot. Okay. Let's talk about eighth grade graduation. Can we do that, Miss Burton?
Yeah. So this is something that Stanton gets really into, and I know a lot of schools a long time ago did away with a graduation ceremony for their eighth grade, but this is a really fun thing that we would invite anyone in the community to attend. So on Tuesday, May 19th at 6:30 in the gymnasium, there will be an eighth grade graduation ceremony, and all are invited, but of course we'll see, you know, family and friends and teachers mm-hmm. there that night celebrating our eighth graders.
Okay. Let's go to our Students of the Week, and Ms. Burton, first for you is...
Yeah, so our high school student of the week is Adriana Valdez, and the teacher who nominated her said she is hardworking. She's always getting her work done on time. She keeps her classmates. She helps her classmates out when they don't understand something and when they need help. She's very positive in class, and she shows that she wants to know more about the topic.
Okay,
so,
very
yeah.
cool. And Willis, the I think elementary student of the week is who?
Is Miles Mess, and the teacher who nominated him said he is a kind student who never backs down from a challenge, meeting each obstacle with determination and quiet confidence. He gives best effort and consistently models our school's values. What truly sets him apart, though, is his kindness. He lifts up classmates to create a positive, welcoming environment wherever he goes.
Very good. The FFA Awards Banquet is coming up very soon here as well, Ms.
Yes,
Bryant.
So Monday the 18th, so this coming Monday, is the FFA Banquet at 6 p.m. Celebrating all that they've done this year. They have a new teacher there as well, and so this will be our first FFA Banquet mm-hmm. in our district, and so they've done some exciting things this year, and they'll get to celebrate that on Monday.
Okay. Let's talk a minute about upcoming events. What do we need to be aware of there?
Well, you know, most of them are either end of the school year or something
sure.
with our graduating seniors. So Sunday, May 17th, in the evening at 7 p.m. will be their baccalaureate service. And so all are welcome to join them at the Mamreland Church for that. And then Tuesday, May 19th, is our eighth grade graduation. And next week, I'm sure they're all shedding a tear, Wednesday, May 20th, is the seniors' last day. So, and then we have, of course, graduation the following weekend. So
yes.
The seniors are really 1 foot out the door, but they're a great group, and it's been a good year for them. So we're all very proud of our seniors this year.
Ms. Lori Burton with me this morning, family and consumer science teacher at the Stanton Community School District, and we have her son Willis with us as well, a third grader. Let's talk about third grade. We have a couple of things to cover here, Willis. Are you ready? So I want you to tell me about the trip to Anderson, your field trip to Anderson. What'd you do?
I went fishing, and I caught a 4-pound bluegill.
Uh-huh. I think we need to bump that up to 5. Let's say 5.
Okay.
Let's do it.
5 pounds.
I love it.
You
yes.
can all, there's a picture on CritterCast's Facebook page. If you follow the Anderson Conservation, Montgomery Conservation Facebook page, you can all judge for yourself
mm-hmm.
how much that fish looks like it weighs.
I like it. So you went fishing at Anderson. What else did you do?
When we were fishing, we saw a goose nest.
Yeah.
With a goose laying on it, and then a daddy goose that came.
Oh, wow.
And they were fishing around the lake for seaweed and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then we heard a bunch of birds on our walk, and we also made junk journals.
Okay. Was it fun?
Yeah.
Were you there all day or just part of the day?
Well, most of the day.
Most of the day. Okay. I like it. So you would highly recommend that to people, the third graders next year, to go on that field trip.
Yeah.
Okay. What is AR reading a reward? What's AR reward?
Well, AR is accelerated reading.
Okay.
So you read a book and you go to a special place on your computer, take a test on that book and see what you know about it. And then if you get more than, like, how many, the more answers you get right, the more points you get.
Okay.
And I think we had to have 8 AR points.
Okay. So has that been fun? Do you do that all year, or you just kind of do it here the last few weeks, or have you been doing it all year?
We do it all year.
That's awesome.
Again, we have a different goal for each semester.
Okay. I like it. Is it fun?
Yeah.
You like to read?
Yeah.
I can tell. You did really well on this, didn't you? I can tell. Yes. What is Elementary Ag Day?
Ag Day is the day where we get to learn about agriculture.
Okay.
And
have you already had that? Have you?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, we saw how to put an ear clip in a cow. And we also saw how to grow grass. We saw how a chick grows in its egg.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw a horse also.
Okay.
And we got to feel different farm things and guess what they were.
Okay.
Nothing alive.
Okay. All right. Was it fun?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Okay. So when was Ag Day?
Let's see, that was Wednesday, I think, this week.
Yep, okay.
Yep. So the FFA students and the ag teachers and some helpers from the community brought in different farm animals and crops, and they went through stations. And so each group of students was with a high school FFA student, kind of as leading them through the stations. And so that was for the whole elementary, not just the third grade, got to participate in that. And it is quite the undertaking for the ag students, but definitely worthwhile, sparks the imagination and some ideas. So.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's been a big week.
Yeah.
It has been a big week, Willis. So what else do we need to touch on, Ms. Burton, that we have not touched on?
Yeah. So a few things that were going on in the FCS classroom. So I teach Family Consumer Sciences, mm-hmm. which covers all of the careers and things that lead into the human services career pathway. Last week, we got to go on a field trip, maybe not as exciting as the third grader's field trip. But
did you catch a bluegill?
I did not get to catch
a
fish. But
I'm with Willis.
Yeah, I know. You might have enjoyed that one more. But we took myself and Ms. King took all of the art students and the students in my interior design class to Malvern and Clorinda. We visited some art museums. So in Clorinda, we visited the Clorinda Carnegie Art Museum. They have a display right now that they are titling Seeing Double. It was very impressive. If you've not been down to the Carnegie Museum in Clorinda, it's free. They're open, I believe, every day and really impressive. And we also went to Malvern and we saw Zach Jones at the art church. And then we also visited an art store and sort of workshop called Fine Arts on 5th. But then, of course, the students also enjoyed some other things. We went to the coffee shop that's opened up there. We had lunch at the Classic Cafe. We walked around downtown and saw their sculptures and public art and some of the murals they have. So students really got a full range of ideas for different things they might create in art class next year. And then our interior design students got to see how some of the principles and elements of design were applied in the window displays and the way that different things were displayed to set the mood of these different businesses that we visited. So,
okay.
Yep, that was a really fun trip. We had about 20 students that attended that and came back with a lot of good ideas.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So looking forward to next year in the FCS room, we've got some new things that we're going to be offering. So back when I spoke with you in the fall, we had just done our community service project for giving out the lasagnas that mm-hmm. we made. So we made 60 lasagnas, gave mm-hmm. those out to the community. And then around Christmas, we gave out care packages. And the next year, we're going to partner with a program called Kids Feeding Kids. It's actually funded by the Patrick Mahomes Foundation. And so I will be going to a training for the curriculum over the summer. And then next year, Laura Claver from Live Well Montgomery County and Montgomery County Memorial Hospital is going to join me in teaching our students about food insecurity here in Montgomery County.
Very
and
cool.
talk about the resources. And then the kids are going to get to do a project where they try to reduce that food insecurity. So we'll use the money from that grant to create some meals that will be like take and bake meals available through some of the different programs that Laura oversees with Live Well Montgomery mm-hmm. County. So that should be a good thing. So we'll hear more about that next year, but I'm excited to see what our students can do with that extra boost.
That's very cool. Laura does great work.
Yes.
And I would guess that going to the art church with Miss King is a lot of fun too.
Yes.
I would guess that would be just a hoot.
It was a great day. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So, well, it's kind of fun. So where are we at? I mean, we're not to the last day of class yet, but what are we doing in the classroom, Miss Burton? How do you keep everyone focused and on task?
Yeah, it really depends on the grade level right now. So, like I said, our seniors are pretty well wrapping things up. If they're in a college class, that's over.
Uh-huh.
So they're getting kind of squirrely. They actually had the seniors on their own just organized a family-style potluck yesterday, and they used my classroom for their potluck. So I got to benefit and, you know, grab a few things off of their smorgasbord there. But so it depends on the grade level. Those elementary kids, they're really teaching up to the last day. You can't give them too much latitude. But at the high school, they might be working on some final projects or studying for a final exam. But they really have the countdown going.
I bet so.
Yeah.
Very cool. And the teachers as well. They have the app on their phone and they're not showing anyone.
Yeah. We won't brag too much to all you year-round employed people. But yes, we also are looking forward to summer.
Absolutely. Very cool. Miss Lori Burton with me this morning, and Willis with me this morning as well. So anything else, Miss Burton, we need to touch on?
I think we pretty well covered it.
Willis, what else do we need? What are you doing when you leave here? What's next on your list today, Willis?
Well, I have to go to school.
Okay. Yeah.
I wish I didn't.
Yeah, but you do. It's that time. You know what? Summer's not too far away. It'll be here soon. Well, it's been a real pleasure to visit with you, Willis. You're a pretty remarkable young man. Was it tough getting up early?
Yeah,
it's really early, isn't it? I know. Well, it's nice to visit with you. Nice to meet you, and hopefully we can visit again maybe next year.
Okay.
Would that work?
Yeah.
All right, we'll plan on it. Miss Burton, anything else?
No, thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming by. Make it a great day. Again, Lori Burton with me this morning from the Stanton Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.
That's going to do it for today's school update here on Country Sunshine Radio. Remember, you can tune in.